man, I gotta say, Todd is killing it on our Bill Dodge GMC football fantasy game.
Like, unreal.
So obviously we said, okay, let's we'll make the straight guy do the picks. Todd follows football. He's got his own fantasy teams and all that. So on our fantasy game, it's super easy to play. Right, Todd? It's way easier than any other fantasy stuff.
Yeah, there's no spread involved or anything. You just pick the winner.
There's no trading. Pick the winner of the game. That's all. So go to coast931.com if you'd like to participate. Congrats to this week's winner, Casey, who got a $50 gift card for Pat's Pizza in Yarmouth and Brunswick. And then you get entered for all this other stuff like the truck and the cash and all that. Some of the prizes are national prizes. Some of them are local prizes. New England football tickets for next season, one of the prizes.
That's fine.
It's all part of Bill Dodge GMC football fantasy. Just go to coast931.com. But, yeah, I think we did pretty well.
Hmm.
I mean, we're doing really well. You're doing so good, Todd.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I had an off. My first week was terrible, but I've been a little more dialed in recently.
Yeah.
You're making up for it. It's okay.
Got a feel for the league now.
Yeah.
So
same.
We asked that question about like a ridiculous thing that you had to do when you were in costume, like in a Halloween costume, and all of a sudden you got to handle something serious.
Right.
I got this text. My stepdad got into a traffic altercation with a guy.
Oh, no.
While my stepdad was dressed as Tigger.
That's amazing.
Yelling at each other while he's in his Tigger costume.
Wow.
It's too funny.
Isn't that great?
That's good.
And then what was this? Tara sent me an email. Hold on, I got to find her message. You can always message us, like DM on Instagram or whatever. We get a lot of our best topics from you guys, so please message away.
Yeah.
Tara was dressed for a musical she was performing in. So it wasn't for Halloween, but it was for a play. Mm. She had tight zebra leggings, large fake boobs,
ooh,
crazy big hair,
wow,
and a ton of makeup.
Girl's looking good.
Yeah, I don't know what the musical was, but she's like, I basically look like a full-blown prostitute.
That's right.
When I go to my favorite pizza place, and guess who happened to be there? Boys to Men, the band.
What?
So I met Boys to Men while looking like a full-on prostitute.
She should have gone in being like, dum-dum-dum-da-dup.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Right? Bibbidi. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, and then when Tara has had quite a life. She did a singing telegram dig when my daughter was a baby. So I would go up to someone's house and sing a telegram.
Terrifying.
For birthdays or whatever. And I'd load my car full of balloons.
Aww.
And wear whatever the requested costume was.
Yeah.
Like I'd be dressed as Elmo or a pink gorilla.
Oh, my God.
And my daughter was nursing, so I was going to deliver a telegram, and I had to pull over on the side of the road and nurse her in my pink gorilla suit.
Jeez.
Poor thing probably has had nightmares.
I know.
Right. Oh, my God.
Still in therapy.
Isn't that funny?
She's fun.
Yeah. Oh, and then let me read you this. Oh, here's a message that's not really, well, actually, it has a funny part towards the end, but it's actually a very powerful message that I got. From a listener. I asked him if I could read it. His name's Jebediah. And he said, I'm not sure where to start. You guys have saved my life above and beyond. I go through severe depression, anxiety, debilitating panic attacks. I've struggled with an addiction to alcohol to try to feel normal around everyone else in society. Gay man in a small town growing up, all I ever heard is watch out for those fruity guys. And then I became one of them. Mm. My siblings hiding or throwing out my pretty pony to save me from being picked on. Family and friends didn't realize that they were trying to help me, but instead they were putting some hurt on me. I started listening back when Eva was on the show, and I randomly came across you guys after moving to Maine. I've never laughed so hard and felt so accepted. You guys talk about everything that is important for once in my life. I feel accepted, as silly as it sounds, through the radio, but every morning I have you guys on my porch. If I go for a ride to clear my mind, I listen to you and laugh. Kelly, you're a hoot. You could be my best friend.
I will be your
That's
best friend.
That's awesome.
Blake, you're beautiful in every meaning of the word.
Oh.
Todd, you just crack me up because you remind me of my husband. He's tight with money, too. Thank you all.
Oh my gosh. Thank you all
for what you bring to the world. Your voices reach so far. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yes.
So I asked him, I said, is it okay if I read this? And he said, share away. I'm proud of who I've become. And who knows, maybe it'll catch an ear that could be going through something hard.
Nice.
Things can always look up. I'm proof.
Oh,
isn't that
Jebediah.
Sweet?
Mm.
I know. I just have to reread the part where it says, Kelly, you could be my best friend. Blake, you're beautiful. Todd, you're cheap.
You're cheap. But I love you because you're cheap like my husband.
All right.
And I love him.
I just thought that's so funny. I was like, oh, you could throw in one other line about Todd.
For most, that's not a compliment, but for me it is.
Right. Yeah. You take that as.
Thank you very much,
yes,
sir.
That's like, that means
exactly
a lot.
Exactly. Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So thank you, Jebediah. That was very sweet.